Today's Shir Mishneh Berurah Yomi is Daf Mem Tes Umud Aleph in the second volume of Mishneh Berurah. We're in the middle of Simen Kuf Nun Tes, which deals with some of the dinim of the vessels that you're going to wash Netilas Yadayim. And we're at the very top line with Sif Gimel. The Mechaber starts off and he says, Kli Shemachzik Revius Kishasomchen Oso. If you have a container, a vessel, that holds a revius of water, again, somewhere between 3 and 5 ounces, roughly, when you lean it on something, only Kishasomchen Oso, it doesn't stand up on its own. V'lo yismuchu, if you don't lean it on something to be able to stand it up, yishofchu hamayim, v'lo yishar bo revius, it will spill out the water that's inside of it, and it won't still have left it in the revius. So let's say it's something like in the shape of a dreidel, some sort of utensil like that, that needs to be leaning on something to support it. But otherwise, the pointy part at the bottom will not allow it to stand up, and the water inside of it will fall out. So ain't no kli. The Mechaber says this doesn't have the status of a kli, and as we talked about in yesterday's shir, you must wash your hands in the Netilas Yadayim with a kli, and therefore this would not have the halachic status of being a kli. The Mishneh Berurah in Sivkot Yud Beis explains. He brings down from the Torah in the Beis Yosef, Isa duha din b'shever kli. The same thing applies if you have a broken utensil, shumachzik revius, it does hold the revius inside of it, shelo b'mesumach, even though it's not leaning on something, it's able to stand up on its own, but it's broken. For example, you have some sort of utensil that's broken along its length. It still can hold a revius worth of water inside of it without necessarily leaning on something. So this would be acceptable in this case. However, the Mishneh Berurah brings down, there are those that say, however, that you shouldn't be makel in this situation unless you designated this broken utensil specifically for the purposes of the Netilas Yadayim. Furthermore, he says, "V'ayin b'morgan Avram sivkot gimul sheherich b'zeh v'helo de'ein lohaka b'zeh b'chol gamne." He then brings down that the Morgan Avram disagrees with this and says you shouldn't be makel on this under any circumstances. Why? The whole v'hi shever kli, because it's a broken utensil, lo chashiva klal, it's not considered significant at all, and therefore it shouldn't be considered a kli for washing purposes. And he says as well, "V'chein udas agro b'v'yura," the Vilna Gaon in his Bir Hagra also says the same thing, you shouldn't rely upon this kula. This is all talking about when the liquid is going to be on the side, the wall of the kli, chanal, as we've already explained. If the utensil is missing from the top part something, but it's still able to stand on its bottom, without leaning on something, and it can hold the revius. In this situation, the Mishneh Berurah says, near then one under bidyevet situation, when he has no other utensil to wash with, would be able to wash on this type of a vessel. However, but he should be careful when he washes himself from this type of utensil to pour it from the side that's shorter. In other words, from the side that the break had occurred on, and not from the other side where there is a higher wall. Because on the side where actually the wall is not broken, it's above the level where the other side is broken. So that area, if you level it out from where it's broken to the other side where it's not broken, anything above that, that upper part of the kli, which is broken on one side but intact on the other side, doesn't have the status of a kli. It's only below the crack, below the break, that there's the status of a kli. Because in the upper part, there's no ability for water to be there. It would flow right out. And therefore, when you pour out the water, you should always pour it out on the shorter side, the broken side, and in this way, you'll have a functional kli to do until it's a day. Furthermore, the Mishneh Berurah says, Vim b'chliz nikav achar kach nekiv katan, and in this broken utensil, but then subsequently against a little hole in it, even if it's only a hole enough that water can drip out, but not like it was brought down yesterday, it doesn't have a larger hole that's called konis mashka that allows the water to come in. Nevertheless, since this is a broken kli already, if it now gets a little perforation, then you shouldn't use it at all as a utensil. And Dirshu Foot number 18 brings down from the Sefer Machne Yisrael that this is because belav hachi yushever kli, it's already a broken utensil. So if you have a break in a broken utensil, a hole in a broken utensil, that certainly is no good. Dirshu Foot number 15 brings down from the Chazon Ish that which we said, that a broken kli if it holds still a revius, it can stand on its own, it's good. He says that's only talking about a kli that originally could hold at least a lug all the way up to a saw. But if it was a much larger utensil, then you need to hold, be able to hold more than a revius for it still to be considered a kli. The issue for number 17 also brings down from the Chazon Ish that he was surprised at the din toma machiluk bein shulayim ledefanos. Why should it be a difference between, as we said, if it has an intact wall or the bottom is intact? And he says meikra din he holds hakol kosher. It doesn't make a difference if it holds revius, whether it's in the wall or whether it's on the bottom. It would be good. He concludes, however, and he says that this is probably totally dependent upon lefi hamakum vazman. It depends on the time and the place. The karva dovish vazmanenu, he says, nowadays, mishtamshim bishulayim v'lo betfanos. We use the bottom of the kli, and we don't use the sides of the kli, and therefore, lekach bishulayim kosher. Nowadays, as long as it can hold the revius in the bottom, it would still be good. It would be tfanos, if it can only hold the water on the revius and the walls, yitocha shafilu yichod, lo yoel. Even if he designates it yichud, he appoints it as such, that wouldn't be adequate. Furthermore, he brings down, this is only true as long as there are no shards over here that are sharp that could cut a person. Otherwise, if that's the case, then it's certainly not going to be usable as a kli for netilas yadayim. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Gimel writes, revius kishesom chenoso, that which the Mechaber said, that if it has revius still within it, but it can't stand on its own, it's no good. So he says, lav davka, that it has to have a revius. Hu adin in machzik harbe yosim revius. Even if it holds much more than revius, ayde smicha eino wasser, elo imkein yishofchu hamayim v'lo yishor bo revius kishlo yismuchu. It would still be good as long as you had a revius left after it was laid on its side, because it can't stand on its own, and the water pours out. As long as there's a revius left, it's fine. Even if it lost much, much more than a revius, it lost many reviuses, as long as the revius left, it's still good. But as long as it does have over there at least the revius left, then it doesn't lose the shame of a kli. Again, the bottom line is, as long as it still has a revius in it, even if it's lying on its side somewhat because it can't stand on its own, as long as it's able to still have a revius of liquid inside of it, you can wash your hands with it. Sifkat and Yadal, the Mishnah writes that it's not considered a kli if it can't stand on its own and it won't be able to retain at least the revius after it's leaning on its side. And he says, V'hainu kishlohi sotchilas tikuno kach, and that's if it wasn't made this way. Dimhoi sotchilas tikuno kach, if it was originally made like this, halochoshiv kli, it does have the status of being a kli, as we will learn in Siv Hey, Imitz Hashem, tomorrow. However, here, elamayri kishinivchas achar kachitzas mimakum moshov. Here we're talking about where the place that it rested on was somehow broken or somehow changed in some way. Something's missing from it. Shiniochol leishev ayidezeh shloi desmicha. Here it no longer can stand the way it was originally supposed to, but it can only stand via leaning on something else. Oshoyer kli kein maguf, or it was a type of a kli that was like a covering for a utensil. The afim nasim itchila kach, even if it was made this way, like a pot cover, ain't no choshiv kli. It doesn't have the status of being a kli itself. It's not a base kibble. You don't put stuff inside the pot cover. The pot cover covers the pot. Uchid the kachmis, we'll learn in a moment. And actually, now we'll come to that right now. And the Mechaber continues, Hilkoch, Megufa Shochavis. If you have the covering of a barrel, Shechada, which is sharp, it comes to a point. Ve'enuma Kabelis Revia, Shalom Mesumechas, and therefore it won't be able to stand up on its own because it has a point. You can imagine a pot cover that rises to a point. It's not made to hold stuff. If you turn it upside down, you could pour something inside of it because it comes to a point, it will lean on its side and all the water will spill out. So this type of a magufa, this pot cover or barrel cover, shichada, which comes to a point, ve'enu mekabelis revius shelo mesumechas, and it therefore can't stand on its own without tipping over, so it doesn't hold a revius without after it's tipped over. Ain't not limi vani. You're not allowed to use that as a utensil to wash until it's yadai. However, v'im hirchivo milamato, if you widen it at the bottom, ashim akabelis revius, and now it can stand and hold the revius, kishi yoshev eshalom mesumechas, while it's sitting, so to say, or standing up, without being supported, then no limimena, then it does have the status of being a kli. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Tesvav explains, v'hu adin b'kisui kelim shem chad, and this would be true for any type of covering for utensil that comes to a point, v'im makabim revius, shaloy de smicha, and it's not able to therefore hold the revius, because when you put it down, it doesn't stand, and it leans, and all the water would drip out, so all of these would be aser. Elo, im kein tiknon, unless they were originally set like that. Avol hayu rechavim mitchila, but if they're originally wide, and were kabim revius ksherim, and they're able to hold the revius, then they are good, even though that wasn't their designated function. Mishum demishtamshim lefomim behem gam kein lekabel, because sometimes it's used like that, and therefore it's good and acceptable. However, even here, the Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Bach, and as well the Magen Avraham and others, v'yesh machmirim is there. There are those that are very machmir to not allow this, unless elam kein yichadon behedru l'kabbalah, unless it was specifically designated to be a receptacle over here, then it could be used to wash until as you're dying from. Sivkot and Tezayin, the Mishnah Berurah explains, shichada comes to a point, hainu shichada l'mata, it's pointy towards the bottom, b'mokum shosheves v'piachobes, the place where it sits upon the barrel. Ulamala, and on the top, al gabo yesh bo cholo l'kabel. It does have room over there to go and hold the water, but since it won't stand up on its own, it's not considered good. Sivkot and Yudzayin, the Mishnah Berurah explains, ain't no limi manner, you can't use such a utensil, this cover over here. Vahavdi nasas mitri l'chada, even though that's the way it was made. Mikomokom l'nechsheves kli, it's not considered like a kli over here, shetrilas tikunu kach, that was specifically made over here to hold things. As we will explain, hamavur b'sif hei demutur. In that situation, as we'll see in sif hei, was made like this for the purpose of holding water, even if it doesn't have a place that it can rest, so then it is good. Mishum shalu nasas mitri l'bishu l'kabu b'mashim, because it wasn't here made specifically to hold mashkin. Rak ikoru l'kisuyu, here it was made to be a pot cover, to be a barrel cover. And therefore, unless it is specifically constructed or designated to fulfill this function, it's no good. And the chen lo domi l'sak v'kupa hamavur b'sif dalet. We'll learn in a few moments that a sak or a kupa, various types of bags or chests, which will be considered good in sif dalet, aren't good over here. The machmirim shom de lo mahani afim tikkun l'sheves below smicha mishum de bozeh al kopanim mishtam shebolufam lekabolos mashkin. That in that situation they were specifically designated for this. They are sometimes used for this, and therefore they're acceptable for netilas yadayim, as opposed to over here, which that wasn't the original designation. The original designation was to be a cover, and therefore it's no good. Now we go to Sif Dalet, and let's discuss what the Mechaber says. Chemes ukfisha. These are various types of leather nodes, as the Mechaber himself explains. Shei mine nodo shalor. These are various types of leather containers. Shetiknon v'osulhem base moshev, that were specifically made that they have a base moshev. They have a place that they can be put down and stand up. Note limhed. One could do netilas yadayim from such a utensil. However, avosak v'kupa, however, you have these other types of utensils, shehiskinon l'sheves, below smicha, that they are made over here to stand up without any support, v'zivsam b'zefes, and they put tar and pitch inside of them to be able to hold the liquid, achi mekabla mashkim, and therefore they now are able to hold the mashkim, ain no l'mehen, you're not letting go and wash from them for your netilas yadayim, l'fishenon asuyim mekabla mashkim, because their purpose is not to hold water. Their purpose was for holding solids or something else. So only now are they being able to hold water, and therefore they're not considered a klifin until as you die. V'uadin, the Mechaber continues, l'kovoyim shalavodin. The same would be true for felt types of hats. This lavod is felt. Pirush, the Ramah says, beged kosher, a hard type of material, feltro, which is normally translated as felt, belaz. All of these types of hats, so to say, that aren't normally made for holding water, afilu kishem koshim, if they're hard, kol kachshim makabla mayim, that they could in fact hold water, the einon zavim him, and the water won't spill out of them, mikol mokom einon asuyim makabla mayim, since their intention originally was not to be vessels to hold water, therefore they're no good for netilas yadayim. However, umikol mokom, aide adchak mutar, under extenuating circumstances, they would be acceptable, as long as they can't hold the water, because sha'ovrei drachim regilos lishtos behem, because sometimes people who are travelers on the road and have no other utensils will, under extenuating circumstances, drink from such hard kippas or felt hats of some sort. And we can look now in the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Yudches, where he explains this further. Rotsu lomar, shetikdon b'meh sha'osu v'chulei. We're talking about the leather jugs or nodos shelor that were specifically made that they should have a base moshev over here, so then they can be used for netilas yadayim. However, v'hikshah taz, the taz is, halo nodos or asuyin l'kabu mashkin uschilas asyon kachi. The jugs over here, leather jugs or flasks, are specifically made like this, and their purpose is to hold water. V'domi l'chli shetchilas tikuno kach shevisifei, and this will be similar to what we'll learn tomorrow, Shia, that a kli that was made specifically to hold water is good. V'lomotzarech tikun, so why do they have to make any sort of a tikun over here to say that they were masaking it to hold water like this? So the Mishnah Berurah explains the Siritz, he gives the Teretz, the Ein Choshev Beis Kibush Lehen below Tikkun Moshev, because unless you go and make some sort of a change or an improvement on it, that it can stand up easily, so then it's not called a Beis Kibul. The utensil doesn't have the status of being a receptacle. Kishe Ein because unless you make some sort of a stand for it, unless there's water inside of it, the walls, so to say, collapse on themselves. There is no space in between. Since these walls aren't really able to support themselves, it's only when you put the water or the liquid inside of it that they, so to say, now spread the walls apart and stand up. So then it's only considered a kli if you make some sort of takana over here that allows it to stand up on its own and really have now what's called a base kibble. Sivkot New Test, and Mishnah Berurah explains, Hainu de'enon asuyim klal mitchilo l'kabo b'mashkin. As opposed to these other types of utensils like the sock or the chest that we mentioned, that aren't made at all to hold water, and while you may put pitch or tar inside of them to now be able to hold it, that wasn't considered over here. Asuyim klal mitchilo l'kabo b'mashkin, and therefore you can't use them for the tilos yadayim. And likewise, Sivkot Chof explains the kovayim shalavodim for these felt hats. Haynu mash anu korin. That's what we call today a kapelushin, some sort of a cap, mikbos, it says on the bottom in the targum, some sort of a hat. V'chein yarmulkos. And likewise, if you have a thick yarmulke over here, which is all a kippah, afiluhem shalor, even if they're made out of leather over here and they can hold the liquid, they're not considered normally something that is used except in the most extenuating circumstances for holding a liquid. Sivkot and Chaf Aleph, the Mishnah Berurah says, Aydei Adchak Mutarim, but as I just mentioned, under extenuating circumstances, they can be used. Hainu Kishem Koshim, this is if they're hard. Vein HaMayim Zov Mehem, and the water doesn't spill out through them or around them because it's able to be held within the kippah over here. So this would be good b'di'evet, because there are over Drachim, as we mentioned, that will use them to drink under extenuating circumstances. Mishnah Berurah then brings down, however, the opinion of the Marshal. V'dada Rashal Cholek, Usur Le Dekova Lo Nasa Le Kabbalah Klal. He disagrees and says, even under extenuating circumstances, you can't use such a hat because it's not made for the purposes of being a receptacle. Lo odif misak v'kupa, and it's no better off than the sock and the kupa, which we just said is no good. Then he finally, Mishnah Berurah brings down the chayodim, because of chayodim, the bishas, the chak, godol, under very extenuating circumstances, such as kegom, biderach, he's on the road, vein lo kliachim, and he has no other utensil. So then yitol ubali bracha, he would be allowed to use these, but he shouldn't make a bracha on them. And he further adds, because of the Oz Yichro, and he should also not let his hand touch the actual bread over here to get around that problem as well, because maybe this isn't a good netila, and therefore he shouldn't touch the food with his, quote, dirty hands. Avos Shlobishas Tchak Godol, and certainly if it's not under extenuating circumstances, certainly Yesh Lahachmir, one shouldn't take advantage of this kula. The Gam Ovri Drachim is Manenu, ain't Shos Meela, because nowadays nobody travels and drinks from their yarmulkes over here. The chen kosav a prima godim, the lo yivarach until a zu. And so too the prima godim says, if you are going to wash from this, you should not make a bracha on such a netilas yadayim. That concludes today's shir.